With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Lawfree. Governor Dennis Dugard says South Dakota's budget may be able to handle additional Medicaid patients. He spent more than an hour this afternoon outlining projections and estimates for the 2017 fiscal year budget. Dugard says if things work out, he would look at including working state residents in Medicaid if they make too much for traditional help but still don't have access to health care.
My budget proposes $373 million of additional federal fund expenditure authority and 55 full-time equivalent employees to handle the new eligibles. No state general funds are proposed. I also want to be clear, this is not a done deal. Our talks with the federal government have been promising, but there is still work to be done, and there's still the potential for this to fall through. Expansion costs must be covered by our current general fund budget, or I will not support it. HHS and IHS must do what they need to do to make this work. Our tribes must agree with these changes, and I will not support expansion unless you support it also.
Dugard says the state can offset current and future costs of expanded Medicaid if the federal government live up to tribal treaty obligations.
If a Native American who's Medicaid eligible seeks care, the Medicaid program covers that care, and if it's provided through Indian Health Services, Medicaid is reimbursed 100% from the federal government. In the most recently completed fiscal year, IHS spent $69.2 million providing health care to Native Americans who are also Medicaid eligible, 100% federally reimbursed. That's how it's supposed to work for all Native Americans. But it doesn't always happen that way.
Dugard says currently reimbursement is reduced if the care is not completed at an IHS facility. He says it's a long way from being realized, but the state would be able to cover more if federal officials take care of all Native American health issues, no matter where that care takes place. This is SDPB Radio News.